Mitch Holt is with you along with Chiefs reporter B.J. Kissel. I want to ask you about the Chiefs doing it when it mattered most. We can talk about stats, but at the key times they made plays, what'd you see?
Well, I know coming into this game, the last three games, Steelers had gone 2-1. Part of the reason they had done that is the pressure they created with their zone blitzes. They had forced 7 turnovers, only turned the ball over once in those last three games. Today was a different story. Chiefs didn't turn the ball over at all, which I think is a huge key in this game, but Chiefs got 3 turnovers, and you look at the guys who forced those turnovers, Derek Johnson, Eric Berry, and the Tom Ali, his second sack causing the fumble. You need your leaders to step up in big-time situations, exactly what those guys did.
Yeah, Tom had never had a sack against Pittsburgh, the only AFC team he didn't have a sack against. I said he played Wade Davis. He closed the deal on offense. I want to ask you about the offensive line. They shuffled it up again. Fisher moves over. Allen starts at right tackle. What about those guys, particularly against the Blitzburg approach?
Yeah, I just got out of there talking to Alex Smith about that. He said he felt comfortable. He thought they did a great job. Now, Pittsburgh's defense, when you watch them on tape, they bring pressure from everywhere. I mean, so they invented the zone blitz. So you look at what they were able to do, that Chiefs offensive line, and helping protect Alex Smith. And one of the plays, and then the play I'm going to think about and watch a lot this season, was the third down seam route to Travis Kelce. A perfect throw by Alex Smith across the middle. I asked Travis about it in the locker room. He said it was a perfect throw, but for a guy like Travis Kelce to go up and make that play, it was the biggest play in the game to me. Unbelievable.
I'm with you on that. Now, the Chiefs had fourth quarter leads against Denver, slipped away. Had a fourth quarter lead on Chicago, slipped away. Did not slip away today. What does this do for them confidence-wise, getting ready to go to London to play the Lions?
I think it does a lot for them confidence-wise. You needed to get that victory. They did it, and they did it in a fashion that was set up like the last couple of games. They were able to overcome that. You look at the offensive line. Look at Charkandre West.
Wow.
And what he was able to do. I mean, Jamal Charles was the first person when he checked his phone that texted him after the game and said, congratulations. It's unbelievable the relationship those guys have and how much they're all rooting for each other. It's just a great big win.